Welcome to your CAPM mission briefing. Objective? Pass the exam with confidence. Here's the truth. Most candidates fail on their first practice test, and even some fail the exam itself. Some even think it means that you're not smart enough, that they don't even belong. But the mission isn't going to be perfect the first time. The mission is to fail, learn, and come back even stronger. I know that I'm not supposed to say that, but I made a promise to myself when I started this thing of teaching project management online that I would be very transparent. And let me even be more transparent. Most trainers shouldn't or wouldn't tell you this part. They'll give you the polished side of success, but I have failed at my first attempt when I took the CAPM, and that failure taught me more than the exam itself. See, when I walked into the CAPM exam for the first time, I thought I was ready, but the results said otherwise. It came back, failed. And there, something in me made me think. I didn't treat my practice exams as feedback. I treated them as proof I wasn't good enough. Therefore, I panicked. I tried to memorize every definition instead of actually learning the concept. That only made my anxiety worse. But the transformation came when I stopped hiding from failure and started using it as data. Every mistake wasn't proof I didn't belong. It was a roadmap showing me what to fix. And when I shifted my mindset, I passed with confidence. That's why this study plan is different. It's not polished perfection. It's the real process, failures, pivots, and the path to success. Principle number one, define the mission clearly. Scope your exam like an actual project. See, your exam content outline is the blueprint and one of the true pieces of your foundation to prepare for the CAPM exam. Without it, you might as well put blindfolders on because you are studying blind. Why is this important? People fail partly because they thought that they should be able to get better study results or put it on this and that. But let me just be honest with you, family. It's the exam content outline that tells you exactly what's in scope and what's not. Experiment with these actual tips. Right now, if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, print the exam content outline. And as you're going through your study materials, highlight weak areas. Next point, ask yourself, could I teach this to a friend? If not, you know you have gaps. And the last and final one, treat the exam content outline like a WBS, a work breakdown structure, and organize it to fit your mission. Once the mission is scoped, you can't hope for success. You need a plan to execute it daily. Principle number two, build a study schedule you'll actually keep. Anyone can create a plan. Anyone can put together this amazing board to say, I'm going to do this day. I'm going to put it on my calendar. But the real test is following it when life starts lifing and interrupts you. Why is this important? See, I used to be frustrated with myself. Matter of fact, if I'm just going to be very transparent with you, I used to beat myself up because I missed these study blocks that I had planned on my beautiful calendar, which only made me avoid studying even more. The fix wasn't perfection. It was learning how to pivot. It was learning how to have an agile mindset, meaning this is what's happening. This is the impediment. How do we adapt and adjust? See, experiment with these actionable tips. Use 30 to 45 minute time boxes, not marathons. Next point, schedule study like a reoccurring meeting and show up like you need to be there. And the last one, and the most important one, when you miss a day, and you will, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't give in. Just adjust your plan and plan accordingly. But even when the best schedule, life still happens. And that's why you need a margin. Principle number three, expect resistance, build slack. Burnout, stress, family distractions. It's not if. I'm telling you, it's going to be when. How are you going to respond? You think, family, the reason why this is important. See, on my first attempt, I thought missing a week meant I was doomed. In reality, I just needed a buffer. I just needed time to inhale, exhale. So experiment with these expo tips. Add one catch-up day per week. Next one, protect rest days as much as you protect study days. And I want you to think like a project manager. A delay isn't failure, it's just risk to manage. I like that, family. See, and when resistance shows up, so does fear. So let's talk about that fear, because it almost made me quit. Principle number four, face the fear head on. See, fears whisper, you never get this. Who do you think getting the CAPM exam? Do you really think that people even go and get the CAPM exam? See, this is anxiety setting in. This is hearing external distractions because they're not doing what you're going after to do. They are nervous because they know where you may be end up, or I should say, let's remix that. They know that you have an opportunity to take a risk, take a bet on yourself. This is why anxiety convinces you to stop. Why is this important? The fear nearly always made me walk away after failing the first time. But fear isn't proof of weakness. It's proof you are stretching outside of your limits. It's proof that you are going outside of your boundaries. It's proof that you still have an opportunity to win. So experiment with these actionable tips. Keep a fail to learn log after each practice exam, meaning when you don't pass or have success on your practice exams, mock exams, or practice tests, understand those gaps. Say this loud with me. This test doesn't define me. It reveals where I need to go. One more time. This test doesn't define me. It reveals where I need to grow. And the last and final one, replace "I'm bad at this" with "next time, I will definitely do this differently." So once you face the fear, and you will, then next step is fixing the root of it in how you study. Principle number five, learn, don't memorize. One of my biggest mistakes was trying to memorize everything after failing. You see, memorization builds anxiety. Well, at least for me, it did. And understanding builds ultimate confidence. Why is this important? See, the CAPM doesn't ask, can you recite every definition? What it does ask is, can you think like a project manager? Experiment with these actual tips. Create real-world examples for every concept. Next, use flashcards for reinforcement, not survival. Again, use flashcards for reinforcement, not survival. And the last thing, practice explaining terms. Can you tell somebody what a WBS is? What is that acronym? What does that mean? Work breakdown structure. Here we go. And when you start truly learning and not memorizing, your mistakes become your best teacher. Principle number six, turn mistakes into a feedback loop. I like that. See, practice exams are verdicts. They're free coaching sessions that, yeah, you had to pay for. But why is this important? See, what I understand is that my first attempt when I took the CAPM exam, I treated mistakes as proof I didn't really belong, that this wasn't for me, this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with called project management. But in reality, they were maps for improvement. Experiment with these actual tips. Categorize mistakes, your knowledge gap areas, your misreads, or your careless errors. Next one, continue as we talked about before, having flashcards only from your mistakes, as so you can build on those mistakes to turn your weaknesses into strengths. And the last and final one, track improvement by domain. Watch weak areas shrink. And once you learn from your mistakes, you can start training for the real environment, the pressure of exam day. Principle number seven, train exam day mindset. Knowledge doesn't matter. If nerves are hijacked, your brain on test day, oh, I know so much about this, because as you continue to grow, you start being hijacked. I still, to this day, even though as much knowledge as I have, every time I sit down to take a test, I get nervous. I get nervous because I know I did the work. I get nervous. I wonder what happens if I don't pass it. But the thing is here, If I don't, I'm going to go back to the drawing board. And I'm not going to allow anxiety to beat me. I'm not going to allow worry to beat me. I'm not going to let stress beat me. I'm going to beat it. And it doesn't matter what the outcome is. Even though I want the outcome to be good, I'm going to be transparent with you. I understand that whatever it is, I'm going to have to go back and get better. So anxiety may cost you the first time, but calm focus is a skill you can train. So experiment with these actual tips. Visualize the exam process from start to finish. What does that look like? Am I going to take it on site? Am I going to take it remote? Once I get in there, what is my game plan? And if my game plan is erupted, how am I going to be adaptable? If noises start happening while I'm on site, how can I be adaptable to make the adjustment? If I'm at home and something happens, how am I going to adjust where I don't let that get in the way of my success? Next one, practice breathing resets during study. And the last and final one, which I think is the most important one, and I've talked about this more and more, build a night before ritual, basically a light review, and then rest. You've done all the work that you can do. Now it's time to see where you actually stand. But training is nothing without my favorite word, consistency. That's where the final principle comes in. Execute, review, and adjust. Principle number 8, execute, review, and adjust. A plan only works if you have the capability and the ability to adapt. Studying is iterative. Why is this important? Passing on my second attempt didn't happen because I worked harder. It happened because I studied smarter. I believed in myself, and it didn't matter what they said about me. I continue to push forward, experiment with these actual tips, whole weekly retrospective. What worked well? Where did you fail at? And how are you going to adapt and improve? The next one, adjust your study scope like a project scope. Be agile. And the last and final one, celebrate small wins. It builds momentum. Well, family, the CAPM exam isn't just about passing. It's about proving you can manage yourself under pressure. And I will tell you again, I did fail the first time. Most trainers would hide that part. But I would rather you learn from someone who fell forward than someone who pretends they've never even stumbled. Failure did make me less qualified. It made me more resilient. Every practice exam that I did horribly on, every page I didn't understand, every night I felt like quitting, that was training. And when I passed, it wasn't just a certification. It was proof that I could lead myself. So, executives don't want leaders who never fail. They want leaders who fail, learn, and delivered anyway. The story you're writing every time you sit down to study is a story that you can share with your colleagues, friends, and family. So treat this like a real project. Define the mission, manage the plan, face the risk, and adjust until you succeed. This is not how you pass the CAPM exam. Is how you lead yourself in passing the CAPM exam. Well, if you're new to this episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.